beaks or flower shapes? Which came first?
Answers with Ken Ham, founder of the new High-Tech Creation Museum near Cincinnati, Ohio.
An article in the journal Science attempted to explain which came first, the shape of the beak of a hummingbird or the shape of the flowers. Flowers, of course, provide the birds with nectar. Now, on the Caribbean island of St. Lucia, scientists believe the flower shape evolved first and then the shape of the hummingbird's beak after that. But on the neighboring island of Dominica, they believe the hummingbird's beak evolved first. So why are they so confused? Well, because they're starting with the wrong assumption that evolution's true. When reading Genesis, it's obvious that when God created, he would have created some plants with long, slender flowers. This was on day 3 of the creation week. On day 5, he created all of the birds of the air, including hummingbirds with their long, slender beaks, to drink nectar from the flowers created only 2 days earlier. So starting with the conviction that the Bible's true makes the answer easy. God designed the flowers and the hummingbirds, just as the evidence clearly shows.
Many people ask us, what's our best evangelistic tool to share the Christian faith? Well, I think that'd be our DVD, The Last Adam. This dramatic video shares the last few days of Christ's ministry on earth, including his resurrection. It's so well done, we'd like to offer it to you for your donation of any amount today. Call toll-free at 1-888-89-ANSWERS. That's 1-888-89-ANSWERS.